Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio. Soul Sister.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.
Welcome to Soul Sister Radio, and this is a test that we're doing. I'm actually very excited to have you all here today in the archive. Thank you for listening. I want to thank our sponsors, Rebecca Lawler Limited and the Hearts of Hope Foundation. I want to thank B&B Builders. Without you, my friend, we would not be able to do this show. So thank you so much. I'd like to also thank ServPro of Santa Ana. If you have a problem, please call Shannon. She will be more than happy to help you. And again, with all these sponsors, thank you so much. Without you, we would not be able to do this show. Today, we have a special guest on the show today, and the topic of conversation is something that's very, very close to my heart. Simply because I have not had anything to do with any kind of medical treatment over the past probably 8 years now. And I've been walking a path diligently knowing that thought is what is keeping my health elevated. But the enemy definitely wants to come in to kill, steal, and destroy. Today I have a friend with me.
Hello, everybody.
And it is her first time on radio, but it is not her first time talking to me and walking me through some health thoughts. So I want to introduce to you today Miss Corrine Walson, who has been walking this journey with me now for almost 13 years.
I can't believe it's been that long. Wow.
Isn't that crazy? So, Corrine, I would actually like you to introduce yourself to the audience. Tell them who you are, what you do, your place in life, how we met, and why you have a burning desire to educate people in a higher level of thought.
Okay, well, again, my name is Corrine Walson, and Maria and I have been friends for over a century, and I was a single mother, and I found myself pregnant at the age of 19, and my husband left us when she was maybe a year and a half old, and I kind of looked at her and said, how do I want to raise this child? Am I going to be poor and barely getting by, or am I going to step up and get the education and do what I need to do? If you had asked or told me, Corrine, in another 7 years you're going to be a lawyer, I think I would have fallen off my chair and died laughing. But that's kind of what God showed me the path. I became a paralegal. I started working in a law office. I was doing the lawyer's work and said, hey, I can do this. And God just led me right into law school. I went from an AA degree to a Juris Doctorate degree, which is unheard of, and found myself lawyering as a living, taking care of my daughter, and all of our needs were met. I've been raised in a church where we rely solely on prayer for healing of any type, healing the physical, the emotional, employment-related issues, family issues, whatever it is, we've always turned and relied solely on prayer. And this is a mainstay of who I am and the foundation for my decisions and my life choices. Not to say that I haven't had my share of difficulties. It seems to me that my line of issues have always lined up with the relationship problems. Seems it was one bad relationship after another. Looking back, I realize it was one learning curve after another, and these learning blocks have created who I am today, and I'm now grateful for those lessons. At the time, I wasn't, but I am now. My daughter has since graduated from college, and I'm at a crossroad now, and my prayer is that, you know, lawyering is fine, and it was a means to an end, but now I want something more fulfilling. I have a higher calling. I want to impart and share what I know about spiritual healing with others. Life is so difficult, and there's so many hurting people out there that want the truth, that are seeking the truth. Something in them is yearning for something higher or deeper or more fulfilling, not just going to church every Sunday, but something that they can have and use, you know, every moment of every day, something that they can apply to every phase of their life And that's what I just feel that God is calling me to do now. And I don't exactly know how this is going to look or take shape or form, but I feel like I have something to offer. And I've shared some of my beliefs and my spirituality with Maria, and we're on the same page with a lot of things, and we're here just to talk about a few of those today.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that attracted me to Corrine and the way that she thought was she said something to me that makes perfect sense. And if people in crisis could do this first, I think things would change, and it's this. When you are in the hospital and the medical field has done everything that they can do, the last thing that they tell families is all we have left to do is pray. And how sad that we rely on that as the last thing that we rely on. If we could stop and do that first, I think that we would change a lot of thought instead of making that the last thing and the last resort, because it isn't the last resort. If we can change the thought and make it the first resort, then all this other stuff that is there that we think that we need that doesn't work, and we know that it doesn't work, we always go back to God. So if we could stop that and just do, you know, think of God first. And that is what I have come to do just by default. When you're married to law enforcement, you have the greatest medical out there. But even then, Corrine, and I think I talked to you about this years ago, when I was in a place psychologically and mentally and physically in that relationship, there was so much physically going wrong with me that at 23 years old, they told me I had pulmonary hypertension and that I wouldn't probably survive. And I did absolutely nothing. I didn't do what they told me to do. I didn't take what they told me to take. And it went away. How could it possibly just go away? Okay. I mean, really?
Right. Well, okay. I think the point that you raise is so important. First of all, prayer is not just a remedy. You know, it's preventive, it's maintenance, it's what we do, and to prevent any of the problems that seem to arise in our experience. I've noticed that people with a strong prayer life, they're less sick, they are more protected, you feel guidance when you're in your car, either to slow down, and you hear testimonies of people hearing the Holy Spirit tell them to stop, just barely, you know, missing an accident. When you're in tune with God and the Holy Spirit, you are protected, or you'll take different measures and do other things that you normally wouldn't do. And that's the power of prayer, to keep you in on a spiritual and peaceful, upright path. However, what you are suggesting about going through the turmoil that you had and the physical effects that it's taking place in your body is right in line with the concepts that we've been talking about off radio, which is, you know, your outward experience is directly linked with your mental state.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever seems to be going on in your life, whether it's upheaval and stress, guess what? You're going to be suffering these stressful effects on your body and all of that entails, lack of sleep and etc. And I'm sure that, you know, pharmaceutical world has plenty of different medications and things to try and alleviate that. But we need to get back to the source of, you know, what's causing that, what you went through and the manifestations that has on your body. And I think that's key when we realize again that our body is simply the movie screen depicting and playing out what we are entertaining in our thought life.
It's the facade. Corrine and I came together years ago, and we were teaching another program. So we're excited to be starting this program here on the radio, simply because there are a lot more women that are following and attracted to what is going on around us, and I know that that is God. So I'm excited to start this whole new show. And we're going to walk women and men, if you want to join what it is that we're up against. and elevate our thought. If there is something physically wrong with you, I want you to give us a call. The number here is 347-857-3760. Starting on our next show, we will go ahead and start putting it out where we will want callers to call in. And if you have something that's going on physically, let's stop and take a look at it before you put something in your mouth thinking that that's going to make it better. Such as, and we were talking about this earlier that made us do this test shot, the thought of my muscles. I'm telling you, okay? And I have been walking this diligent about this elevated thought. Before we go any further, why don't you share a little bit about your upbringing as far as your church, okay? And explain to the audience your foundations, because this is the one thing that I know about what Corrine is going to share. I have never read her book. I've never gone to Corrine's church. I don't know anybody else that is part of this organization, but I do know that everything is true. Everything. And I know it because I've walked it, breathed it, lived it for the last 12, 13 years that I've known Corrine. And every time I've gone through something physically, even when I was in Greece, remember? I was in Greece and there was something really wrong. And I believe without sight unseen or ever going to this quote-unquote church, that what is being taught, the education from this organization is needed if everybody would get their own thought out of the way. So, Corrine, please share whatever you want to share on why you believe, because I believe, what your core is truth.
Okay, well, there's not enough time for me to give you the whole foundation, but to give you just a glimpse of bare bones of a part of it. We start with how God views what God created. And if God is love and God is spirit, then what God created is spiritual and loving and godlike. And that if God is all powerful, then there is no power in reality to oppose or conflict with what God created. And He created all in all. So at no point was there ever a power to come along to try and oppose or thwart or create sickness in or cause to sin in what God created and knows is true about His creation. And when you realize that the intelligence that you have, that you express, the love that you love with, the source of your principle and the mind that you think with is merely an expression of that God, one loving God. That is what brings about healing. When we seem to suffer sin, sickness, or even death, it stems from the Adam and Eve, the dream, the illusion that at some point in time, a power opposed to God, an intelligence apart from God, existed. And it said, what if man could think for himself? What if man could know right from wrong? What if there was a wrong? And as we believe in a power set apart from God, and we give it life in our consciousness, then this is where that the sin seems to occur. It's like somebody coming to you with a suggestion saying, what about a power opposed from God? And we say, yeah, or I believe in that. All the life that it has is the life that you, in fact, give it. And once you disbelieve in a power opposed from God. Once you truly understand that God is the one all-powerful, that supposition or the illusion drops or vanishes from your experience. Now, I understand what I just gave you was a mouthful, and it's not verbatim from the textbook, but it's a glimpse into how we can heal what seems to be a physical problem from a change in your basis of thought. Jesus Christ was able to heal man instantaneously because he knew where a sinning or sickful man appears to us, he saw the perfect creation of God. Jesus never saw a sinning mortal man. He never saw a sick man. He saw instantaneously the Son of God, the perfect man, the upright and holy man. And that view healed what to us seems like a fallen mortal. Christians, we have been able to heal all types of problems, seeming problems, in this line of thought. And I sense from listening to modern day prophets, I call them, people like Wayne Dyer, Marianne Williamson. I've listened to things on Oprah's Life Class. Everybody has agreed that everything basically breaks down to the level of thought. And that changing your thought changes your experience. And that this can help you in areas such as your finances. Lord knows they're making a killing on these seminars on changing your thought and the law of attraction. And Marianne Williamson just brought out another book about divine revelation and success in your work. And it's all truth and it's all wonderful. But I'm daring to take that last leap to say, you know what? This extends to your physical body. This truth touches and extends all the way through, not just your finances, not just your family, not just love relationships, not just a sense of what home is. It extends all the way to your physical well-being. I have had instantaneous healings of a whole myriad of things, and we don't have enough time to get into them now, but Maria herself was healed of something while she was away in Greece. I have had instantaneous healings, and there are thousands and thousands of testimonies, doctor-verified and confirmed testimonies of healings of conditions that doctors would say cannot be healed. And my passion is for all of you to know this truth so that the suffering can stop. We don't have to suffer. We don't have to be the slaves of media and pharmaceutical companies and whatever the latest fad is. You can be free. And Jesus Christ brought us that truth to make us free. And we are free. And we need to step into that heritage of freedom. It's your inheritance to be free. Free from this limitation and sickness and sadness, people. That's why I'm here. That's my passion. If I can impart any bit of truth to you,
amen. Hallelujah. Let's talk real quick now that we're on that subject, and because I really want the women to listen to what I have to say, because I don't know too many women that have never had a bladder infection. Okay. That is what I had in Greece. And as you know, anybody that lives in the United States, if you have a bladder infection, most of the time you don't even have to go to the doctors. You just call the doctor and tell them that you have it. And they will prescribe something that kills the bladder infection. Now, most of the time that I've ever had a bladder infection, it's never, ever gone away on its own, ever. And here I am in Greece, 8,000 miles away, calling Corrine because I believe that she believes that I believe in the higher thought. And with that, over the phone, whenever two or more are gathered in his name, amen, in agreement, I am telling you, Within 2 hours, there was no more symptoms, and I was free of it. So, Corrine, I want you to explain to the audience, really, what physically manifested between you and I in thought that cleared my passage in order for me to be free?
Okay. Well, you're starting from the supposition that you have a condition that needs to be fixed. And what I merely helped you do was to see that you are, in fact, the perfect spiritual idea of a spiritual God, that in reality, there is no diseased woman that God created, that what God knows about you is all that is true to Maria. So what we were doing was not fixing a problem, but we were removing a lie that was trying to attach itself to an idea of God. I like to refer to the lie as mortal mind or the serpent. The serpent would suggest that man or woman can do something and then suffer consequences for it. And it's that proposition or supposition that comes to you and says, would you believe in this bladder infection? Don't you feel this way? And again, we buy into the lie. We give it all the life that it has as long as we believe in it. But when you understand your spiritual nature, when you understand your true origin, when you know that anything other than the truth is the lie, and only what God knows about you is the truth. When you uncover, take the mask off the serpent and see the true spiritual idea, when Maria finally realized who she is as God's daughter, then the lie has no more power. It's like turning on the light switch in a darkened room. You don't see it, the light switch comes on and all the darkness is gone. So what it is, it's removing the lie from your consciousness. You saw yourself the way Jesus Christ would have seen you had he been standing in front of you. And the result is instantaneous, immediate healing.
I'm excited about this show, Corrine, and I don't know when you're going to decide that you're going to want to do it again. We can do it live, or we can go ahead and tape them. It really doesn't matter, because God bless the archive listener, all right? Those are the ones that are really going in and hitting it. And this show is going to be produced and promoted specifically for these women that are coming, okay? We will put it out for everybody, of course, okay? But the women that are coming, we have right now 7 of you that have reached out to be part of this ambassador program. And this ambassador program is truly being an ambassador for Christ. And all of the sponsors and people that we have exclusively partnered up with, you will become one. So in becoming a spokesperson for 4, we need to make sure that all of our thought is elevated to a place where we are thinking of that we are the children of God. Kind of something that Corrine said earlier. How do we elevate our thought to make sure that we don't think of that cold or we don't think of that muscle ache or whatever? It's kind of like, wow, when you think of your child, he's perfect. Doesn't matter what a pain in the butt, they're still perfect. And that is how we each have to view ourselves through Christ, God's eyes. So, Corrine, we've got about 30 seconds. Would you like to share anything before we go? It'll go on to record, so archive will just go ahead and pick it up if you go on. So we can go on for another hour and a half if you want. Share what you want.
That's okay, but I just really appreciate the opportunity to share the little that I have here. And I'm just excited about the potential and possibility that, can come of this. That's how the science and the truth can be applied to any phase of anybody's life, and just the
keep going.
Okay.
Oh, we have a guest listener.
Oh,
how exciting! Say hello, in our. We're going to be going off air, but you can listen to archive. And thank you for joining us. Go ahead.
Yes, thank you again for listening. And like I said, I'm just very excited about the potential that we have here. And all I am doing is praying that God use me and fill me with whatever message that he needs to get out to people. I think everybody is just suffering to such an extent needlessly. And if I can be a cog in that wheel of getting the word out, that would be my life purpose. I'm very excited and grateful, and thank you very much.
The other thing, Corinne, that I'm going to throw out there is you do Bible study with children.
Yes, I do.
I would love to be able to do a children's show. So the other thing that we can do, I don't know if the church would want to do that, but we could go live.
Mm-hmm.
From you, you know, you just call me up Sunday morning or whatever, and we do it. And so because our children, we have a lot of parents listening in the Bahamas,
okay?
Is that the crazy thing? So I want to say hello to everybody in the Bahamas because Rebecca has a huge following there.
Wonderful.
And so we have a lot of children that are listening to our programs in the Bahamas. So we have been talking about doing children's shows. So I want you to think about that as well.
Absolutely love the younger generation. I have a group of young teenagers that I talk with every week, and it just fills me up. I love it so much, and I'm just able to, I don't know, God's given me a gift just to be able to communicate with them and get through, and they're such, I just see the love in them, and would love to be able to minister and help them as well. That would be a great great calling.
Very good. Well, thank you so much for joining us today. Again, those are in the archive. I'm not sure who was on, but one of our listeners was there, so she's gone now. But thank you so much for listening. I cannot wait. We will give you the name of this show as soon as we have it, because, again, this is a test. And we will look forward to expanding on this soon, within the next 2 weeks. We'll have a schedule for you. So thank you so much for listening to us on Soul Sister Radio. And you can find Corinne. We will have her show up on Facebook, and you will be able to communicate with her, and I highly recommend it. She will have written lessons for you to listen that she will post on her Facebook page every week, of course, because all you have to do is copy and paste. How amazing is that? Yay! So stay tuned and listen as we prepare women to elevate and empower them to the next level, getting them all to a place where they can look at themselves in the mirror and reflect back that which their heart truly desires. That's pretty good. So we will see you next week on Soul Sister Radio.
Soul Sister Radio.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Soul Sister Radio.